On Sunday, there was a flurry of diplomatic activity from G7 nations, the day before Vladimir Putin is due to preside over Victory Day celebrations, commemorating the Soviet defeat of the Nazis in World War II. The US First Lady made a surprise visit to a Ukrainian village just across the border with Slovakia. There she met refugees and Ukraine's First Lady. The first time Olena Zelenska had been seen in public since the Russian invasion.
First of all, I would like to thank you for a very courageous act, because we understand what it takes for the US First Lady to come here during a war.
This war has been brutal, and that the people of the United States stand with the people of Ukraine.
Northwest of the Ukrainian capital, the Canadian Prime Minister, also with a surprise visit to the Kyiv suburb of Erpin that had once been occupied by Russian troops. He raised the flag over the Canadian embassy in the capital to mark its reopening. Justin Trudeau later held talks with the Ukrainian president and announced new military and economic aid.
On this anniversary of Victory Day in Europe, standing strong against Putin's illegal war and in defense of democracy, human rights and international law is as important as it ever has been.
At the U.S. Embassy compound in Kyiv, a fleet of diplomatic vehicles carrying the U.S. chargé d'affaires and her team. This was the first time since just before the Russian invasion that the embassy had opened. But U.S. officials are there to commemorate VE Day with Ukrainian officials. This is not the formal reopening of the embassy that some in the U.S. Congress have been demanding.
I'm thrilled to be able to return to Kyiv, as I said earlier today, Victory in Europe Day, to observe the triumph of good over evil. In the city I love, among people who embody the spirit of this commemoration.
Following their virtual meeting with the Ukrainian president, G7 leaders pledged an oil embargo on Russia. And the U.S. announced new sanctions on what the State Department called Russian elites, as well as on the provision of business services to Russian companies, on three more Russian TV stations, and on providing industrial equipment to Russia. The G7 issued a statement designed to poke at Russian pride in defeating Nazi Germany. Vladimir Putin's actions, it said, bring shame on Russia and its people's sacrifices in World War II. Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.